let's jump down here. Now, today's, so I would just say the Stoic philosophy was they focused on inside. They turned internally. You know, get rid of your emotions. Strike out your desires. If you want to be happy in life, focus on that. Now, today, I just want to highlight a thought here. I think today's philosophy regarding contentment is basically outside of us to objects. And I just named three in my little thing here. So some people think contentment is found by having these objects. One is love. You know, how many people do you know that they think contentment is when you find love? Love's a good thing, but here's a thought here. Love, in the song Bewitched, a woman admits that the man she's fallen for is a fool and will let her down, but she says, I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. The singers are over-dependent on being in love. Without a romantic relationship of some kind, even the wrong kind, their lives feel meaningless. And so the thought can be contentment can only come if you're in a romantic engagement. And I know that for all of us here, that may not relate to us because we have wives, you know, we have spouses, but boy, it could be worrisome for a younger generation. I think of my daughters, the pressure to have a boyfriend, or no one asks you to go to the prom, or you're not somebody unless you actually have a significant other. So contentment is described in today's world as, you know, I've got that, the love of my life. So any comments on that? Do you see that, or do you think that's not so true? Contentment is defined today oftentimes by love. I'm not saying love's a bad thing. It's just when it's defined by, that's the definition of contentment. Here's another one, money. This is a quote from Andrew Carnegie. Does anyone know who Andrew Carnegie is? Of course you do. Andrew Carnegie said, man must have an idol. The amassing of wealth is one of the worst species of idolatry. I will resign my business at 35. By the way, I think he said this at age 32. Andrew Carnegie, this is a quote of him in age 32. But during the ensuing 2 years, I wished to spend the afternoons reading. So Carnegie recognized that he was basically, his contentment was built around amassing more money for himself. He knew that this wasn't healthy for him, and he definitely built many libraries, but he never did what he promised to do at age 35. He amassed and amassed and amassed more wealth. And from what we know, many of his workers, they worked like 20 hours. See that, or is that not, no one, no? What do you think?
Sure it is.
Yep, Carol says sure. All right, today's philosophy is success. This is a quote from a performer. Success, these days people don't abuse alcohol, they abuse their lives. You're successful, so good things happen. That feeling doesn't last forever and you slide back to normal. An achievement addict is no different from any other kind of addict. Again, these aren't my words. I'm just using quotes from famous people in today's culture. So a lot of people define contentment as success, doing really well. Paul says, contentment, no one has ever said this in the history of the world. Look it up. Paul says, autarkia is found in outside, not going inside, but going outside of yourself to a person named Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying here. This is radical. This is why Paul could face anything. Paul had desires. Paul had emotions. He was not a Stoic. He could have nothing. He was in prison when he wrote this letter. He could have all things. It didn't matter. The thing that gave him contentment was that he had Jesus. The Stoic was self-sufficient. Paul was God-sufficient. All right, let's pause here and have some discussion. Does this make any sense? Is this confusing or? All right.
You know, a thought came that I really feel good when I make somebody else look better. I don't know what that has to do with this, but it just, I don't have to be sufficient that I have to look better or whatever. That if I can help somebody, that's important to me.
Yeah. Paul's talking about Jesus here. So if we're helping someone so that Jesus is glorified, that's what he'd say would be contentment. Not just helping someone.
Right.
But helping someone so that Jesus is front and center, he would say that is adiokaia. That makes sense?
Yep.
He's a crazy guy. Paul, this, we read this passage and we think, oh, this is just nice words. This guy had a very different understanding of contentment and passionately lived it. So anyway, perhaps I asked you that earlier question about that self-assessment. When do you feel relaxed? When do you feel angry? I shared that because some people will write that whatever you write down as an answer to that question, that is what you seek after for contentment. It's a secret way to get it. It's a secret way to get at what really makes you content. So if something relaxes you, you may go to it all the time so that, and it can become almost the definition of content. Also, if something angers you, it shows that it must be very important to you as well. So maybe that's just something to think about as well. Anyone want to share any insights on that? Any thoughts? All right. Any other thoughts on contentment? We're closing this conversation out on contentment. Again, if you have any thoughts there, I hope the takeaways are emotions are great. Desires are awesome. Our contentment is found from something outside of us in a person named Jesus, is what Paul's saying. That's the takeaway. And so Thanksgiving can be looked at a whole new way. Our contentment isn't found in whether we have pumpkin pie or pecan pie. I'm pretty excited about pecan pie. I love pecan pie. But our contentment is found in Jesus. We have a Savior. And through Him, we can do all things. That's the key phrase in verse 13.